NHS more money. Is this really the case?
Well, it is the case. We do have costs that are driven by excessive alcohol consumption and obesity problems. And this report that's come out today from the government does recognise that people need to be supported in reducing their alcohol consumption and to live healthier lifestyles. But that's only one element of the report, and much of the rest of the report is about how the health and social care system needs to be changed and improved, recognising that it isn't currently fit for purpose, but the solution is not another big reorganisation, but rather incremental changes, much of which will be locally driven and nationally supported.
And will there be enough funding there to actually fund that? Because, of course, those changes, there's probably more pressure on those services now than there's maybe been, you know, in the last 10 or 15 years.
Well, the report does say that to make these changes, there will be need to be funding increases. But if these changes aren't made, the costs of the health and care system in the future will just be unaffordable. So there has to be change. There has to be change because at the moment the system isn't fit for purpose. And if we stick with the system that we currently have, the demands being placed on the system for the next 5-10 years will not be met.
Is this report too late? Because the NHS over the last 5 to 10 years has been facing a crisis.
It has been facing a crisis indeed. I mean, it's certainly timely. And I think it's actually the most sensible report that has emerged from the government and from the Department of Health for the last 15 years. Certainly, it's much more sensible than Andrew Lansley's Health and Social Care Act, which even the Conservative Party is now admitting was a major mistake. What it's suggesting is not a top-down reorganisation. It's suggesting a series of sensible measures that recognise there are a diversity of problems in the health and social care system. And that tackling those problems needs a number of different initiatives to be supported across the whole country.
There always seems to be a funding shortfall. Why is there never enough money for health services? Is it bad management or a lack of funding?
There is a mixture of all things, really. I mean, it doesn't help that you have reorganisations that are expensive but don't serve any great purpose. And the nice thing about this report is it's recognising some core problems with the system, that health and social care are not well integrated. People are moving around the system and that costs money and causes suffering to people. It recognises that the workforce needs to be supported and maybe incentivised in different ways. It recognises that a massive burden on the care system is provided by people who are unpaid providing informal care, and that they need to be better supported to provide the care to their families and their partners.
The staff is an interesting one, isn't it? Nurses and doctors. I know nurses and doctors who are desperate to get out because they just can't stand it anymore. They love the job they do, but the bureaucracy and all the changes that they've had to go through, and yet they're the people that are expected to deliver the service, and they need to be held on to and valued a bit more.
Indeed, and I think the previous reorganisations that the NHS has been subject to have not had had the staff at heart, and as a result, stress levels in the NHS are higher than they have been for a number of years. This report recognises that and says there needs to be a plan, for instance, for recruitment and retention in general practice, that people in healthcare organisations, hospitals and in care homes also need to be properly supported, and there need to be enough people and properly remunerated for the work they do. So it's welcome that it recognises that problems and solutions need to be found across the board.
Will this five-year plan mean major changes, or will things carry on much as they are?
Well, unlike other proposals that have been set out, which suggest we need a big reorganisation, this plan is suggesting there needs to be change, but it needs to be incremental, much of it locally driven. And the nice thing about it is its vision is building on examples of existing best practice. So, for example, there are examples of good practice in terms of integration of health and social care in some parts of the country. Those are the examples that can be built on in other parts of the country to ensure that people working in the healthcare system and people who are using the health and social care systems have use it better in future. So it's not a big reorganisation, it's building on examples of best practice, and I think that's to be welcomed because it won't mean that the NHS is subject to major turmoil.
Andrew Street, thank you very much for sharing your views with us this evening on BBC Radio York. Andrew Street is a professor at the Centre for Health Economics at the University of York.